Welcome to Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights, a podcast by coaches for coaches. Our guests share their hard-won wisdom to help you grow your coaching business and create a life of success. So get ready to unlock the blueprints to your success. Welcome everyone to today's episode. I am thrilled that you joined me, and I am thrilled to be joined also by Teresa Bueno. She's the creator of Spark with Teresa and host of an amazing podcast called It's the Never Too Late Show. So I can't wait to talk about that more. She's a reinvention and mindset coach for women 50 plus. So welcome to the show, Teresa. It's so lovely to have you.
Today's episode is sponsored by our Profit Clarity Masterclass, and we'll just keep this real. If tax season brings you anxiety, last-minute scrambling, or that ugh, pit in your stomach feeling, it's usually not because you're doing something wrong. It's because you don't have the right system or support. We have a free live masterclass coming up where we're going to talk about how to get organized, reduce stress, and feel more confident about your finances without doing most of the work yourself. So come join us. You can sign up free at lessmathmoremoney.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
Oh, it is so my pleasure to be here, Jeannie. Yay. I just love talking about this. I love you. So I'm like in my happy place.
That is awesome. So tell us a little bit about your journey from all of your experiences to where you are now, to becoming the coach that you are now.
Oh, wow. I'm 74. So if I were to start at the beginning, I don't think we have enough time. So I'll just try to cut through the chase and get to the more salient points. I think I have been involved in coaching actually since 1989, and in one way or the other. And I've always been attracted to it mainly because of how empowered I became whenever I encountered my first coaching experience. And it was just like, oh, this is so yummy that I have to share the love. This has got to go further than just me. So that's how I began back in the 90s coaching. And then we went to Costa Rica for 10 years to create my dream project, which was an ecotourism project. And we started that about 2007. And then the big crash came in 2008. And it was unprecedented in this lifetime. We didn't know what to expect. The investors went away. Long story short, in 2016, we came back to the U.S. defeated that we couldn't get the project going. And so I came back and I was basically in mourning. It's not just for the loss of the business, but for the person that I was, my future self, the future self that I had created with this ecotourism project. And the loss of that was deep for me. And so I was stumbling around trying to figure out what was next. I was looking for answers. I felt, like I say, defeated. I didn't trust myself anymore. And then I treated myself to something that I had always wanted to do for 20 years, which was take improv. So at here in Sarasota, they have the Florida Studio Theater. They had still a wonderful improv program. So I thought, what the heck? I'm going to go do that. And it changed my life. It connected me to joy. It connected me to not having to have answers, that I could go out on stage and respond and create with my scene partners and come up with something beautiful. And it was such an experience that I started teaching improv. I was performing improv with troops in states and Canada and Europe and having the time of my life. And it was like, I just wanted to give it back in some way. And that's when I started, what is it that I want to give away? And it was all about having women of an age reconnect with what turns them on, lights them up, and inspires them to live life from inspiration. Like, it was completely inspired. And it was like nothing I did was work because I loved it. And then when I came up with this idea of Spark with Teresa and of the podcast of It's the Never Too Late Show, I don't know, it just pulled me forward with such power that my biggest problem right now is there are not enough hours in the day to do all the things I love. That I wanted to give that away because I remember what it was to be in that other place, that place where uncertainty of the angst, the feeling that that, geez, I'm not used up. I still have more to give, but what? I don't know. And so just like helping, shining the light and letting women find their way past and through this stage is that's what I decided I'm here for.
Oh my gosh, I love that so much. I can totally understand where you set this goal and you wanted to create this environment and that's where you saw your future going and then it didn't happen and that was really hard. And I totally can relate to that. It makes so much sense when you're knocked off the path you're on.
Oh yeah.
But I love, love, love that you picked something that you wanted to try that would be fun and how that's what got you on the right path was to dive into your fun. I love that.
Like that part of me as a child, I recall that type of play. But the other thing that had happened in my life is that part of me had been shut down with, I'm too loud. I'm just too much. And so it was just like, I spent most of my life, adult life, trying to like not be who I am so I could fit in, could be successful. I'm a real estate broker. I own a rebank center and I'm professional and all of that, playing a role, trying to fit in to something. What I found is like, I'm like a size 6.5 shoe trying to fit myself into a little 4 or something like that. And it's miserable.
Yeah. I think so many, especially women of a certain age, do come to that point and say, okay, hang on a minute. What am I doing? How am I contributing? Am I doing things to fulfill myself? And 9 times out of 10, it's probably a no. And then it's, okay, I recognize that, but how do I get there? Oh, and that's the role that you fill.
Exactly. That's what we're all about, is helping women first and foremost, before you can find your spark, Jeannie. This is the thing that I've discovered over my journey with this. Women have to learn to trust themselves again. We keep, as women, we keep looking out there for answers. When we get stuck, it's like we try to work harder, we research more, we try to figure out what's wrong. And then if that doesn't work, then it starts becoming, what's wrong with me? Why can't I do this? Other people are doing it. Why can't I? I just don't have what it takes. I'm just not cut out for this. And like, we turn it inward and start beating ourselves up. And it's just, that's just no way. That's where I was. Believe me, girl, I know all about it. And I searched, and you will not find it whenever your capacity, you know what it is? I mean, we've all experienced it. When you're looking for something, you open, it's like, where is my keys? And you're looking frantically for your keys and you can't see them because you're in a tizzy. And then maybe somebody walks in, your husband probably, and reaches over and picks them up and go, here they are. And they were right in front of you the whole time, but you couldn't see them because you were in a tizzy about it. That's a technical term, tizzy.
Yes, it is.
It's a technical term. If you're from the South, you know immediately what I'm talking about. But if you're in a tizzy, you have to get to that point of being able to take a breath. And then here's the big shift. The big shift goes from when you stop asking what's wrong with me and start asking what is missing. Because I promise you, there is nothing wrong with all of you women out there. There is nothing wrong with you. You're simply missing resources. That's it. And whenever you start looking for resources, instead of punishing yourself for being inadequate, unworthy, not belonging, all the other things that we say about ourselves, insufficient, no one interested in what I have to say. Anyway, when you take all that energy and turn it outwards and go, here's where I am. Here's where I want to be. What is the bridge that's going to take me there? That's the question. That's the role of a good coach, is to help that client realize her own natural strengths and abilities, and then to redirect that attention to what other resources are needed in order to reach the intended outcome.
Ooh, I love that. Yeah, a whole different direction. And it's interesting too. I feel like along those lines that sometimes we try to be really good at something that we don't actually enjoy. We don't want to do it. We don't want to get good at it. And so we don't. But society or your environment or your business dictates that you need to be good at this.
Exactly. Or that you pick it out because you should make money, or this is the adult thing to do, or how dare you even consider changing jobs at this stage of life?
Yeah.
What are you thinking about? So we just drudge on through. We be the good soldier. We've always been the good soldier. We've always done what was needed. We took care of the kids. We were the responsible ones. We got stuff done. We buckled down and we got her done. And now for most women, I see that there's some sort of transition that takes place. The kids leave, you retire, you move. There's a loss, divorce or death. Here's another good one. Now you find yourself having to take care of your parents or a parent, an aging parent that hadn't been in the game plan. So how do you take care of yourself? Who do you have to be in order to now this new life that's in front of you? Because it's not the one you've had for the last 20, 30 years. You're entering a new stage of life and you're old approach, your old questions no longer light up the path forward. You have to ask new questions.
So I know there are women listening to us right now who are saying, oh my gosh, that's me. Like, what could be their first step? I know there's a lot of steps to moving from where they are to where they want to be. But today, if they're thinking, yes, what's one thing that they could do just to get them moving forward?
I think first off, you have to calm yourself. You have to start listening, paying attention, particularly paying attention to your body, because our body never lies. Our body will always respond. What makes you go, ooh, and what makes you go, ooh? So noticing this physicality in your body about what turns you on, what lights you up is super important. The other thing I would say that's equally is having what is called in coaching a container, someone who can understand you. It could be a coach. It could be a friend on a similar journey, but you're supportive of each other and you be reminded of your own greatness, because it's very hard for women to see their greatness. Practically impossible. It's trying to see what color your own eyes are. You can't do that. It has to be reflected back to you. Someone has to tell you. You have to look in a mirror. It has to reflect it back to you for you to know your own greatness.
Yeah, I could totally see that, because sometimes we're really good at certain things and then we think, of course I'm good at that. Everybody's good at that, when that's actually not the case at all.
Not at all. And that is a very common thing. And let me tell you, when you start recognizing your strengths, I had a personal breakthrough just a few weeks ago with working on this social media stuff, like becoming a social media presence and working on that. I was getting very frustrated and this sense of like the voice start, you know, who am I to think I can do this? You're too old. You don't have what it takes. You don't know what you're doing. And all of this, nothing you ever do works. We can get real down and dirty. That voice can get really nasty. And I was in that spot whenever two awarenesses came to me through a conversation. One was my strength. I have this amazing strength all my life, actually, to figure things out. I am really good at figuring out things. Really good at that. It was just like a joke with my friends. And so that was that. It was like, oh, I can figure things out, but I don't understand this stuff. But then I went, I have AI. AI understands this stuff, and I can figure out how to make this work. I can get the answers I need through AI. And I went from being despondent and despairing and beating myself up to just thrilled, like excited, because I went, oh my God, I figure stuff out. And now I have this amazing tool, this resource that will now enable me to do what I want to do. I don't have this thing. When this stuff starts up now, it's just, and it's like slinks away, because my answer is I'll figure it out. This is not rocket science. Look at all the people out there right now that are succeeding at this. If they can do it, I can do it. So I went that shift from being disempowered to owning your gifts, your abilities, your uniqueness that you can bring to the table that nobody else can, and what resources are needed for you to amplify that. So having someone to help you do that, like I reached that through a conversation, having someone who will have those kinds of conversations with you. And I think that's the role of coach in my estimation. We're not consultants. We're not telling people what they should do. It's not about tips and techniques. It's about listening and in helping people to discover the shifts that they need to make.
I love that. So tell us a little bit about the types of people you work with. You said they're typically 50 plus, they're typically women. Is there anything else that's similar about them?
Yeah, they're looking for what's next. I think women get to this 50 plus age, and these us start having this, not everyone, but these are the women that I work with that have this sense that there's something more. I'm not finished. I'm not ready to go out to pasture here. And besides that angst, what philosophers have called in the past the sacred yearning, which is that in each of us that wants to be expressed in the world, when it's no longer being muffled by life, by our jobs, by our rearing of a family, of doing all the things that we have done for the last 20, 30 years, when that starts quieting down, then this other begins to roar. And so that's it. It's like people, women particularly, I don't coach men, not that I wouldn't, but I'm uniquely qualified and trained to coach women, is that sense of is more, I know it, and I just can't put my finger on it. Or it could be, I think I know what I want, but I don't trust myself.
Yep, totally get that. One of the things I think of as well is that sometimes you have to give up is probably the wrong word. Sometimes you have to give someone else responsibility for something that doesn't bring you joy, that doesn't move the needle, or that has to get done, but doesn't move the needle forward. And I'm talking about outsourcing, because there's so many things that we think we have to do it all. And we will be a failure if we have somebody else do something in our life or in our business. So can you tell me a little bit about how that's helped you?
Oh, let me tell you. See, it's not just a failure. There would be a failure to launch. And I think that a lot of women are there, especially in this period of life when they want to make some sort of transition. But I don't have the resources to make the kind of transition I want to make. And certainly that was my situation. I would never, Jeannie, and never, ever as capable. And as much as I figure things out, this is one thing I did figure out, is I could not do this alone. No way. I have my marketing VA that manages all of my recordings. She does all the editing. She does the posting to social media. And of course, I have to figure out the strategy, but she does the which frees me up to create the content, to work on the strategy, to look at the analytics and make decisions about what changes and where we should tweak, because I'm not over here having to figure it out how to just get everything up that needs to be done. And that has made a huge difference. And then I have the other VAs that I call in when needed to help with the technical stuff, and definitely another resource that is from Leads to Sales platform, Go High Level White Label platform, that it makes it possible. And having the tech people, I don't have to figure all that out, because I have reasonably priced tech people who know it. They do that for me. I get to do the things I love while they take care of these other things. And then I have my bookkeeper. What a burden that was for me, because I've been doing my own bookkeeping. And as my business was growing, the things that I was doing, I have real estate investments. I have my husband's company. I have our personal. I have Costa Rica. I have all of these things that are just like to try to keep up with. But now I hand that off to my bookkeeper, and as things come back, and it's like, that's what I'm talking about. That just those naggy, gnawing things in the background, having those taken care of affordably. Yes, all of this stuff is available, but I couldn't afford it. It was beyond my reach. Now I can. And that's why I say there would have been a failure to launch on my part. I would still be just teaching improv to find that joy for me, instead of being able to take my message to the world like I am. I can get all misty-eyed about this stuff if I'm not careful, but it's exciting, and I'm very grateful. There's just couldn't do it without it.
Oh, I love that. Lesson learned for anybody listening, any of our ladies who are still trying to do everything. You don't have to do everything. There is affordable help for you. This brings me to asking you, Teresa, actually asking our listeners, if you are enjoying this and getting benefit out of this, if you would hit follow or subscribe on Spotify or Apple or YouTube or wherever you're listening. That would be great. It lets the SEO gods know that this was valuable information. Teresa, this has been amazing. I'm so grateful. I always love seeing you. Tell us a little bit about how people can reach out to you if they're saying, oh my gosh, I need to talk to her. How should they reach out to you?
Easy peasy. You can email me at Teresa, no H, T-E-R-E-S-A, Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A, Bueno, B-U-E-N-O, Spanish for good. So you can email me there, or you can go to teresabueno.com and connect there. Either way, you can find me.
I love that. If I'm not mistaken, too, for some of those people who are still not sure how to move forward, isn't there a quiz on your
Absolutely.
Website?
If you're one of those people that go, I don't know, because I'm going to tell you, sister, we have suppressed for so long the things that we love that it's tied up, gagged, and thrown in the basement in the corner under a ton of Costco receipts, that we to be able to find our spark, because I promise you, your spark is still there. It is just not accessible right now. Not that it's gone. So you can use a quiz that I have at takethequiz.com and learn more about what your spark is, give you an idea of where to start looking. You also get some tips on what to do once you find out what your spark profile is.
That's fantastic. It's so valuable and so great, like I said, for people who are not quite sure. They've been, like you said, their dreams have been tied up in the corner in the bottom of the basement for forever.
Yeah.
So go ahead and visit. We'll put the link in the show notes so anybody can go there. So I have one last question for you, Teresa, and that is, if you could provide one tip to make the world a better place, what would that be?
I would say to find your inspiration. Inspiration, not motivation. Inspiration is a state of being inspired, and you can create inspiration from even the most mundane things. An acronym I use is WHY. You start with W. You start with your why. Why do you need to do this? Why are you doing this? What's the purpose? What's the reason behind this? What's the benefit? And get the why out of it. And then the next one is H. It's like, how can I make this more enjoyable? How can I bring fun to this? I have a friend, it's Kirsten, who talks about whenever she has to do an unpleasant task, clean out the bottom of the under the sink, she has a friend and they make a date to do it together. So her friend cleans out her under the sink while Kirsten cleans out her under the sink, and they laugh and they talk and they have fun while they do it, which then brings the other one into it, which is the why. You don't have to do it alone. Everything is better with friends. So find someone of like mind and do it. And then you're going to find yourself highly inspired to do it, whatever it is.
Oh, that's fantastic, Therese. What a great way to end this. Thank you so much for joining me today. I always love seeing you and always love you, always inspire me anytime I see you. Thank you so much for being my guest today.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks for joining us today on Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights. We hope you're leaving this episode with inspiration to take your coaching business and your life to the next level. If you found value in this episode, we would love it if you would subscribe and share it with someone else who you think might benefit from hearing it. Thanks, and we'll see you in the next episode.